Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to another episode of 12 Hop Flop. I'm Floppy, your furry friend and guide through the wonderful world of self-improvement and personal growth. Today, we're going to hop into a topic that's very close to my heart: bravery. More specifically, we'll be talking about overcoming fears and daring to dream big. Whether you're a timid little bunny or a brave-hearted hare, we all have our fears. And today we're going to learn how to face them head on. So fluff up your ears, wiggle your nose, and let's get started on this exciting journey together. Fear is something we all feel, whether we have long ears and fluffy tails or not. As a rabbit, I know a thing or two about being afraid. From sudden loud noises to strange new environments, there are plenty of things that can make me freeze in my tracks. Humans, like you, experience fear too. Though your fears might be different. You might be afraid of public speaking, trying something new, or even pursuing a dream you've had for years. Fear is a natural response to things that seem dangerous or uncertain. It's our brain's way of trying to keep us safe. But sometimes, fear can hold us back from experiencing new and wonderful things. It's like hiding in a burrow all the time, never venturing out to see the beautiful meadow beyond. For both rabbits and humans, recognizing what we're afraid of is the first step. By understanding our fears, we can begin to see them for what they are. Just feelings, not barriers. Remember, it's okay to be afraid. It's what we do with that fear that matters most. Now that we understand what fear is, let's talk about facing it. Even as a rabbit, I've had my fair share of scary moments. I remember the first time I ventured outside my safe, cozy burrow. The world seemed so big and intimidating, but with each hop, I grew a little braver. Overcoming fear doesn't happen all at once. It's about taking small, manageable steps. If you're afraid of public speaking, for example, you might start by talking in front of a mirror or to a small group of friends. Gradually, as you build confidence, you'll find it easier to speak in front of larger audiences. First, it's important to acknowledge your fear. Don't ignore it or push it away. Recognize that it's there and that it's okay to feel afraid. Taking small steps is key. Break down your fear into smaller, less intimidating parts and focus on overcoming one small aspect at a time. And remember to celebrate your progress. Each small step you take is a victory, no matter how minor it may seem. Staying positive also helps. Believe in yourself and your ability to overcome your fears. Bravery isn't the absence of fear, it's the willingness to move forward despite it. Every little step you take brings you closer to conquering your fears and discovering new possibilities. Now that we've talked about facing our fears, let's hop into the next part, daring to dream. Once we start overcoming our fears, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities. Dreams are like the delicious carrots just waiting to be discovered beyond the meadow. They give us something to strive for, something to fill our hearts with excitement and hope. Overcoming fears and daring to dream are closely connected. When we face our fears, we build the courage and confidence needed to chase after our dreams. Think about the stories of people, and even rabbits, who dared to dream big. They didn't let fear stop them. Instead, they used it as a stepping stone to achieve great things. Take my friend 8-Bit, for example. She once had a dream of exploring the entire garden. It seemed impossible at first, especially with all the unfamiliar sights and sounds. But she took one small hop at a time, and before she knew it, she had explored every nook and cranny of that garden. Her dream became a reality because she dared to pursue it despite her initial fears. I want to encourage you, dear listeners, to think about your own dreams. What is it that you've always wanted to do but felt too afraid to try? Maybe it's starting a new hobby, travelling to a new place, or even pursuing a different career. Whatever it is, remember that you have the strength and bravery within you to make those dreams come true. Dare to dream big, because dreams give us purpose and direction. They push us to grow and to see the world in new and exciting ways. So, take a deep breath, gather your courage, and hop towards those dreams with all your heart. Now, let's talk about creating what I like to call a burrow of bravery. Just like a rabbit needs a safe and cozy burrow, we all need a supportive environment that fosters our courage and helps us face our fears. Building a burrow of bravery starts with creating a space where you feel safe and encouraged. Surround yourself with people who believe in you and support your dreams. Friends, family, and even communities can play a big role in boosting our confidence and helping us stay brave. Remember, you don't have to face your fears alone. Having someone to cheer you on can make all the difference. Think about the little things you can do to create this supportive environment for yourself. Maybe it's setting up a cozy corner at home where you can relax and recharge, or maybe it's finding a group of like-minded people who share your interests and aspirations. It's important to have a place where you feel secure and inspired. But even in the safest burrow, setbacks can happen. When they do, it's essential to maintain your courage and keep moving forward. Remind yourself of the progress you've made and the dreams you're working towards. It's okay to take a break and gather your strength, but don't give up. Each challenge you overcome adds to your bravery and brings you one step closer to your goals. Creating a burrow of bravery is about more than just physical space. It's about building a mindset of resilience and optimism. Believe in your ability to handle whatever comes your way and surround yourself with positive influences that uplift and motivate you. With a strong, supportive burrow, you'll be well equipped to face your fears, chase your dreams, and embrace all the adventures life has to offer. As we come to the end of this episode, let's take a moment to recap what we've hopped through today. We've learned about understanding fear, how it's a natural part of life for both rabbits and humans. We've explored ways to face and overcome those fears, taking small steps and celebrating each bit of progress. We've dared to dream big, recognizing that our dreams are the carrots that inspire us to keep moving forward. And finally, we've talked about building a supportive burrow of bravery, creating an environment and mindset that help us stay strong and courageous. Remember, bravery isn't about never feeling afraid. It's about taking action despite our fears and believing in our ability to achieve great things. So, as you go about your day, keep your dreams close to your heart and take those little hops towards making them a reality. Thank you so much for joining me today on 12 Hop Flop. I hope you found some inspiration and practical tips to help you overcome your fears and dare to dream. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a comment or review. Your feedback means the world to us, and we'd love to hear about your own journeys of bravery. Until next time, keep those ears up and those dreams alive. This is Floppy, signing off with a twitch of the nose and a big bunny hug. Take care, lovely listeners.